الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. First and foremost, I'm not even the last person fit to be sitting here and to be giving some advices. Alhamdulillah, everyone is better, but this is a muzakara. And here also we learn from our elders that whenever, whatever dini work we have to do particularly, we must never ever feel that we are fit for it. And not only think, but we should realize, I'm not fit for this. The work of deen is mansab-e-nabuwat. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's work, the work of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Where are we fit for it? It is a shame upon us to even take the name of deen. We are nowhere. Our buzurgani deen, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullahi alayhi, particularly plenty of our akabir, called himself Nange Aslaf, a shame to our elders. That we are ashamed to our elders. That is our elders. And then right up the chain of the great, great ulama. What ulama they are in our deen. And then going up further, tabi'in, tabu tabi'in, sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, anbiya alimu salatu wasalam, imamul anbiya, Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the work of deen is their mansab. But this is only the karam, fadal, raham of Allah, His sattari, His ghaffari, that He gives us an opportunity. And we may in dunya, we say that we are doing deen's work. People say you're doing deen's work. Hopefully Allah also say that it was, if Allah out of His karam and raham say that it was deen's work, it is what a great favor from Allah Ta'ala, which we are not fit for at all. So, and also our buzurgani deen teach us this tawadu, which is absolutely essential. And Allah Ta'ala takes work from people who have got this tawadu, who really feel like they're not only words. Allah Ta'ala only knows whether these are only words, how much is it in the heart. Only Allah Ta'ala knows the sunnah. And to try and make a show is easy. Many people make lot of shows. But what the actual reality is, only Allah Ta'ala knows. So if this reality is there, on the other hand, our buzurgani deen, and we should make lot of shukr. Allah has given us such elders, such ulama, right up to our time also our elders. They are such how they have guided us. Together with that tawadu also, it's our duty. And we should not shirk our duties. Never should a person feel that I'm not fit, so I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to do anything. And if we go to see this also to the end, take an extreme example, I say I'm not fit for bayan, so I'm not going to make bayan. Many of us feel like that and we don't want to make our bayan also. So I'm not fit for namaz also. We know we can't make namaz, so are we going to give up our namaz also? And if you take it even further, I'm an insult for Islam also, for Muslims. I know myself, I'm an insult for Muslims. So na'uzubillah, am I going to say I'm not going to be a Muslim? No. As weak as we are, as bad as we are, but we carry on. And we beg of Allah Ta'ala for His karam, for His raham, His sattari, His ghaffari. That is what we require. So Allah Ta'ala give us the correct attitude in all our deeni work, whether it is bayan we make, whether it is a sabak we are teaching, whether it is alif ba, Nazra we are teaching, whether Bukhari Sharif we are teaching, but all that I'm not fit for it at all. I'm not at all fit for it, and I have to do it. It is my duty, and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability, and we beg of Allah. And also before bayan we should try and cry to Allah that you give us. This is also a very important thing. We beg of Allah Ta'ala that He gives us the tawfiq to turn to Him before we make bayan, etc. Once here in our masjid, it was our annual jalsa, and our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala, was going to give bayan. Masjid was full, program was carried on. But somewhere in that end of the masjid, Hazrat made his two rakats of namaz first. And then really crying to Allah, sobbing. His whole body was shaking that I have to do this important duty. Allah, you help me, you guide me. So Allah give us tawfiq for that. We are all gathered here to get benefit, and alhamdulillah, by Allah's fadl, from our buzurgani deen, our elders, what we have learned, we try and pass it on also, share it with others. So one great alim had taught us that before bayan, if we read Surah Ikhlas, inshallah, Allah will bless us with ikhlas. And then we even make dua that, Ya Allah, make it only for your sake. You declare it is for me. That it is, I'm doing this bayan only for you. So that ikhlas, inshallah. And without ikhlas, we know it's complete destruction. And as we move along, the goalpost of ikhlas, so to say, keep on moving. As you go higher and higher, Allah give us tawfiq. You see, no matter what you were thinking 10 years ago, you were a mukhlis. Now 10 years ahead, you realize I was a pakka riyakar with that ikhlas. And this carries on all the time. And that is the sign, as we learn from our buzurgs, of the taraqqi, the progress of a person. Even a person feels complacent, no, now I'm mukhlis. And how beautifully Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has explained this, that, and we can use it on all different aspects also. Nek banna, muttaqi banna faraz hai. Apne aap ko muttaqi samajna haram hai. So mukhlis banna faraz hai. Apne aap ko mukhlis samajna haram hai. This person will keep on moving forward. And the person who feels I'm mukhlis, I'm sincere, that person will start falling down immediately. And a common example which we give, which we learn from our elders, you take a ball and you throw it up. Depending on various factors, it will keep on moving up. But it comes to a point where now it stops there. It doesn't stay there. Immediately it comes down, and it comes down faster than what it went up. So just like that, as long as we are going up, I'm not mukhlis, I'm not muttaqi, I'm not salih, I'm not righteous at all, we will be moving up. But the minute we feel, now I'm there, I've achieved it now, I got ikhlas, my namaz is right now, my tirat is right now, my this is right now, anything, from there immediately we start falling, and we fall faster than what we went up also. So Allah give us tawfiq. So one is Surah Ikhlas, Allah give us tawfiq. Another that we learn from our elders, that if a person will read, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلِيهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانٌ. The ayat, then if we will read that ayat, then inshaAllah, somebody will definitely benefit from that talk. And the first person to benefit must be me, myself. Usually also, ulama have explained this also in detail. When we see the condition of the ummah, my family, my ummah, my town people, if a person has got some dard in his heart, that what is going, what is happening, how are the people behaving, no namazes, condition of namazes, just haphazardly, now and then, you feel that, so you want to improve the people. Very good, that is our duty also. But normally we forget ourselves. And the starting point is we ourselves. One time, Maulana Zahir Sahib, Qari Zahir Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, was in the Markaz Nizamuddin. Those who might know that time, he was a very, very jolly person. So they made tashkil for me also, they were going to Zimbabwe. And as we were leaving Azadabad, I asked him, what niyat must I make going now in Jama? Say, sirf or sirf apni islah ki. Make niyat only of your islah. So Allah give us topic that we worry about ourselves. Ummat's worry is our farad, is our duty. But in that, don't forget ourselves. Make niyat of ourselves, and we make niyat for the whole ummat also we were. But don't forget ourselves. It commonly happens that we forget ourselves. So that should not happen. So by making, and our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair had explained that you also a mu'min, So وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Your muzakara, if it doesn't help anyone else, it will help you. And you are the first person, you think of what you speak. All of you, you are not thinking what I'm going to say next. You are just listening. But I have to think, and I might not realize it, but the brain, Allah made it like that. It's thinking, it's working all the time. So a person has to think, and when you speak, your ears are the closest to your lips. So you are the first person to hear it. So you will benefit. And also our Islah, one aspect also, by making bayan regularly, slowly, and it takes a long time. And, but slowly it will have effect on yourself. It has effect on other people or not, that Allah knows. But if you keep on, and what a beautiful example our elders give, that a drop of water that falls on a rock, on a solid stone, one drop, what is so soft, and one drop, what can it do? But eventually it makes a hole, it makes a mark first, eventually it will make a hole also there. So our hearts, inshallah, are not as hard as rock. And even if they have become so hard through to our ghaflat, our sins, our disobedience, our unmindfulness, but we keep on speaking. We don't know when, but eventually it's going to soften that rock. And our hearts will become soft. So we will benefit. So at least you will benefit. If nobody, and Allahu Akbar, Allah reward our mashayikh, our shaykh rahimullah, he says that sometimes we also say, and especially khuddam of deen, deeni, khadims in different places, we sort of become mayus, we sort of give up help, hope that now what's happening, no, how long we are trying. Just now one of our friends met me, he asked me some things about this, where they working, and he said that now we start losing hope that so long and nothing. So this losing hope must never ever come. So we keep on speaking. So this Hazrat Shaykh, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, then sometimes it comes on our tongue, there is no benefit in telling anyone. So Hazrat said, such a person must read his kalima again. Because Allah says, tanfa'ul mu'mineen, that it benefits Allah's words, Allahu Akbar, 100% solid. And why we are on this year, we should have that conviction on the words of Allah Ta'ala, as our Buzurgan of Deen have explained, Allahu Akbar, what uloom they have given us. We can't even today just read that, or we can't even turn the pages of the uloom they have given us. But one point that comes to mind, that Hurufi Muqatta'at, and Al-Quran Sharif starts with that, Mutashabihat, Alif Lam Mim, that who knows the meaning? We don't know the meaning. But one aspect of this is, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Alayh used to say, that from these, all the words are made. These are alphabets of the Arabic language. They are a beautiful explanation. But these are the alphabets of the Arabic language, and from there all words are made. Dhahab, the gold is made from there. Jabal, mountain is made. How many words are made from here? Two-letter words, three-letter words, all are made. All that, there is no certainty in the things of this dunya. But after saying that, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, there is absolutely no doubt in this kitab. So our one great thing also is that we must have this conviction on our deen, conviction on Quran. No matter what psychological kitabs we read, philosophy's kitabs we read, scientist kitabs we read, political kitabs we read, law kitabs we read, whatever it is, there is doubt in there. But this, la rayba fi, Allah Ta'ala, so that conviction. And also our ulama explained that we are here in the madrasa, 6 years, 8 years, 10 years also, not only to acquire this knowledge, not only to acquire amal, not only to teach and propagate the deen, but one of the primary things that we have to acquire is this conviction on this, on the kitab, that we have no doubt in it whatsoever. This is the kitab, it's final. Every word of Allah is absolute. The more we will speak, the more it's going to come into us. Today, unfortunately, many of us, we have other things. We don't say openly, I got my conviction, I got no doubts on the kitab. But in practice, we see we're giving preference to other psychologies, to other counselings, to other things besides the Quran Sharif. Whereas the Quran is absolute. So we must have that complete conviction on the Quran Sharif. So that is a very important thing. So anyway, by talking and always talking, it's going to have a great effect on us. We are the recipients, the first ones. And the more we're going to speak to the people, the more it will have effect on people also. The third great thing which we learn from our elders, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali, somebody had asked him that, Hazrat, when you make bayan, what niyat you make? Your bayans, Mana Kandil, Mana Yusuf Rahmatullah, who can match where? What yaqeen and what ulum and how he presented his work? What niyat you make? So he said, I make this niyat that, Ya Allah, that whatever I speak, let it be to the utmost benefit to all who are listening. Let me say the correct thing. Let me say it with the correct jazba. Even if you perhaps make a little joke. And as far as jokes also are concerned, we must be very, very careful. No problem. Mizahi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thabit, there's no doubt about it. But today, many times we make jokes about deeni matters. And to make joke, and without us being aware, and to make a joke of the smallest thing, what we call small deens, nothing is small. But compared to deen itself, the other things are very great. But deens, every matter is great. To make a joke of the smallest things of deen, there is great danger and fear of our iman. So much so, one of our friends explained in one place, he made bayan. And in the bayan, he made a joke of a certain community of the Muslims. I won't take the name of that, perhaps everyone will catch up, that these people are like very stupid sort of, very simple-minded, very easy, they don't know all the philosophies of this dunya, they just do simple things. So he made a joke about them. So one of them was listening, so he came to him, he said, that joke you made, why you made it? They say, everyone makes, we just make it, it's known that these people are like very simple-minded, they don't know the things of this dunya, what is happening in dunya, all technology and modern things, they are unaware, they're just simple. So he says, actually, you don't understand, but the enemies of Islam, these are those people who have got that strong iman, and who are devoted to Islam completely. And at all costs, Islam is their mission and their object of life. So the enemies have made them an object of a joke. Not them really, but their way of life about Islam. That they declare Islam to be everything. And they believe in deen in every way. So the enemies have made them an object of ridicule. So we also, sitting on the minbar, we also ridiculing those people who honor Islam so greatly. And today we will honor, for example, English language. Oh, very good, this person, very eloquent. English is the language today. Or their way, there's some philosophers, there's some writers. We will sort of promote those people. And whereas who we had to promote? Islam, al-bazazatu min al-iman. Those people who are simple-minded, simple. But they've got that iman. Islam, badal Islamu ghariba. Islam started with like this people. Who are these people? They come here, Imam Ali wearing now, wearing their trousers well above their ankles now. These people here, what kind of people? But those are the people. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So anyway, in our bayans also, that we have this in mind all the time. That Mana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali said that we make bayan that it must benefit the people, the most beneficial bayan. One thing is, I like to say what I want to say. Sometimes I say what I know the people will like I must say. But what must I really say? I have to say what has to be said. And I don't know. I make dua to Allah. What is the most beneficial? For the crowd, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Jazahumullah Khair, many times said, I thought of a certain subject. But when I sat to speak, I didn't even touch that subject. My talk went on. And then somebody came to me and he said, that word bayan was exactly for me. So Allah sends when we are sincere, hopefully, somewhat, and people really want the medicine also, then Allah's system works. And then Allah makes it that we say those things which will be beneficial for who we don't know. And that person benefits. And all of us must have experienced it. People come to us and they say, that bayan was exactly for me. What questions I had, you answered all those questions for me. And now, today I've changed my life. So Allah makes it. So Mala Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi should make that niyat. Allah give us tawfiq of that also. So one is ikhlas. One is that we speak those things that are most, we make dua to Allah to bless us, to speak, say the right thing, to say it correctly, to say it with the correct jazbah. Sometimes I see one person and I remember now this person, he did this or something is said about him. Now for that I'm speaking. But to speak only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq. This is a very, very important aspect, that read Surah Ikhlas, make dua for sincerity, read the ayat, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ. Inshallah, Allah will bless us with beneficial thoughts, which will be beneficial. And many times we must have experienced it. We didn't think of a subject whole life. While talking, it came on our tongue. It was meant for us. And Allah put it on our tongue, and now we say, Alhamdulillah, Allah opened ulum, ba, abwab of ulum, Allah opened for. Other people also benefit from it. And another ayat that also we should try and read, that Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri. This also will benefit us tremendously, that Allah will open ulum, ma'arif upon us. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that when a person, when he speaks, one is, you speak from your paper, you prepare, then you speak from there. But if you have got that nisbat with Allah, like a person who is getting water from his, in his house, from the reservoir, that amount of water, if water stops coming in the reservoir, then he also will stop getting. A person gets water direct from the river, so much water. And a person who gets from the sea, how much water is he going to get? So if I get my, what I'm going to say from my paper, it's going to be so much that I'm going to get. If it is with nisbat with our ulama and our buzurgani deen, so much ulum Allah. And if it is nisbat with Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if it is nisbat with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, no end to that mazameen. That is why we find those ulama, 2 hours they speak. One time, one alim in our country told Maulana Inam al-Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Hazraji that tabligh bayans are too long. And we get tired, too long programs. So Hadrat explains, one time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made bayan from Fajr till after Isha. Stop for namaz, again bayan, again. So when that ulum comes from Allah Ta'ala, you can't stop. And then you just carry on and on. For today, Allahu Akbar, Allah also, inshallah, all these little things that come to mind will be beneficial. And especially we are who are sitting deen-i khuddam and doing great work of deen. One time in Karachi, one imam sahab, just before about, say, 5 minutes before namaz time. Like, say, namaz is going to be 1 o'clock. So 5 to 1, he was in the masjid, made his sunnah, he got up and he went to toilet. When he came back, it was about now, just about 1 o'clock. So he went straight on the musalla. So the musallis, mutawallis, imam sahab, wuzu, you just came out from the toilet. He says, you people are not worried about all that. You are worried of time. Namaz must start exactly 1 o'clock. You are worried of that. So I'm coming here on the musalla. What? Inside you are not worried. So Allah give us tawfiq that inside, Allah give us that tawfiq. Otherwise today, we are today slaves of the watch. Watch is a guide. It is easy. It makes it everyone know namaz is going to start this time. But watch is not our God. Technology is not our God. It's our guide, it's our aid, it's our help. But we don't become slaves of it. And we don't make it our God, our deen. That is important. You have taharat before you start with namaz, of course. All these things. So Allah give us tawfiq. So this is one very important aspect, that when we start our bayans, that we have that I'm not fit for it at all, but it is the command and hukam of Allah. And I have to do it with these few things. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Then another very, very important aspect in this is that our intentions. For bayan, a few intentions we mentioned, but intentions. We have come here with what intention have we come? Have we made intentions? In other words, ihtimam ke saath. One is, The da'wat came, I'm going, I want to go. It's near, there's no doubt. Ulama, Allah reward them, and great ulama, fuqaha. You get up for seri, you didn't make niyat of roza, your seri is your niyat. You're making wuzu and you're coming for namaz, that's your niyat. Even if you didn't make, that's your niyat. Two rakats of Jummah namaz we will be making. Even if we make no niyat, we came for namaz. So it's, but to make our niyat, hadir istihdar at that time. So what we came here for, so our niyat, there are many, and innama al-a'malu likul nimri'im ma nawa. As many niyats as we make, and Allahu Akbar, our Buzurgan in Deen have written that so how many great, great awliya have become just on niyat. Just on niyat they became awliya. They also got 24 hours in their usual days. They also got the strength that we have got. So they couldn't do any more amal. They haven't got 25 hours. Their physical strength is similar to ours. But on account of niyat, they have reached there, which we cannot imagine. We all know the instance of that person when there was drought in Bani Israel, and he made niyat that if these mountains were of wheat, then I would take it and distribute it amongst all the people. According to that, he got his darja. He didn't do that amal, but just his niyat. So, but we must be sadiq also in our niyat. For which Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali explained, some person is giving 1 million rand towards a good cause. I'm a poor person, I can't afford it. So I say, I can't give. But if I had so much, I should also give. But are you sadiq? You can't give 1 million, but you can give 1 rand. So are you giving your 1 rand or not? If you are giving your 1 rand, then you are sadiq. That if I had 1 million, I should also give 1 million. But I can give 1 rand, but I'm not giving my 1 rand. And then here also, the shaitan, our arch enemy. And he has vowed to destroy us. So when we want to give 1 rand, then he tells us the receipt is more expensive than your 1 rand. So you are liability, you haven't benefited, you're causing, you are liability to that. And when you want to give 1 million, then he says you want to show off. You want to, people must talk, people must praise you that you gave 1 million. So everything, niyat at that time, and Allah reward our buzurgan idin, you have to make bayan. And alhamdulillah, you such a person, your bayans are maqbool, your bayans are mashhoor, you are maqbool, you are mashhoor amongst the people. So just make your niyat, and then don't worry about wasawis of shaitan. Otherwise, he's going to plague you all day. At the end, make tawbah istighfar again. So just make our niyat. So niyats are very important. We have come here to meet our asatiza, which is a very, very great thing, to meet our asatiza. We have come here to see that we will hear the karguzaris, the bayans, we will hear what our friends are doing, what our asatiza are telling us, what we have been doing till now, are we doing it right or not? Can we correct it? Can we improve it or not? So all these niyats, if we make them, inshallah, we are going to benefit accordingly. We go here then with niyats that how much I've been doing, I realize now, and if that realization can come into me. And this was the thing that has come into almost all our akabir and aslaf. Towards the end of their life, I wasted my life. I didn't do what I had to do. And that is a good sign. And if a person feels, oh, I did what I had to do, I fulfilled the rights. Who can fulfill the rights of deen? Who can fulfill the rights of... But I did not do what I was... In that line what you were working, you feel I didn't to fulfill haq. In that line that you were working, you felt that something else was more important. My whole life I spent it in this line of deen, which is also... But now you feel that was more important. So this is a good sign. So we also, when we go from here, what I've been doing till now, that I haven't, it's not up to standard. It's not up to scratch. I don't know if it's maqbool indallah. I don't know what, but now I'm going to work more harder. I'm going to see what advices we will be given, all in the different directions. The karguzaris will be eye-openers for us who are here in the madrasa. For all of us, it will be eye-openers what work this ulama are doing in the various fields. And I must also make more. Then, of course, also niyat, that my own islah, my own, how much am I worried about myself? Till today, am I worried of my namazes? Is my namaz improving? Or is it just that same routine namaz of mine? Just that same pattern? Or is it improving? Is it my ruku, my sujood, my dua to Allah Ta'ala? Is namaz opening as Allahu Akbar? Ulama have written, hurufi muqatta'at are also those secrets of Allah, which only Allah knows. The muhaddithin have got that is their maslak. And then others have that these are those huruf muqatta'at which Allah, those great precious diamonds of Allah. And Allah opens its reality to whom He wants to. And when they open up, such ulum and such ma'arif open to a person that he himself is shocked. And then at that time, he's out of this world. Many of our buzurg sitting with their mureedin, with their ahbab, then suddenly, assalamu alaikum. Hazrat? Salam, we are all sitting here. He said, I wasn't here with you. He was somewhere else. He has just come back. He has landed from somewhere else. And for ulama say, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two sunnats of Fajr. And then he should speak to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. Because in his tahajjud, he was gone. He has just come back to dunya. And the two light sunnats and that little bit rest he should take to bring him back again into dunya and into the environment of dunya. So these huruf e muqatta'at. So our namazes, what Allah has kept in Quran Sharif, what ulum, what ma'arif, what asrar Allah Ta'ala has kept. So how much have, so now if we go with this, that these things must open on me. I must just not my 2-to-5 job, my 8-to-5 job, and I must to give a Jummah Bayan, and I have to do this, suddenly just rushing through preparing my Jummah Bayan, and then I go and give my Bayan. But this must be my life. This must come into me fully. So our intentions, if we make those intentions, that now we are going, we will learn from our friends, we will learn from our asatiza, that what are the things that we have to open up to and go into. Dua. Today dua is rasmi, just customary. Hey, we make dua, rubbing our hands like this, looking around, etc. Perhaps winking an eye with somebody also, somebody even waving somebody. What is dua? And dua, and in fact our duas are such, if the person is making long dua, Ya Allah, hope he finish off now. So that is what, but this dua, reality of dua, that connection with it. And we are extremely weak in duas. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Qutb al-Aktab, writing on this subject, you can sense in the words that he's writing, the anger he gets when people just talk about things. Things, we know what is happening in the ummah, in my life, in my community, there are problems. But we just talk about it. And Hazrat gets very angry on this, that what you have to be doing, make dua. Dua is the solution. But today we, who are called ulama, we don't see dua as a solution. We see rushing to the hospital as a solution. Going to a psychiatrist is a solution. Going to marriage counselors is a solution. But dua as a solution? Perhaps we don't really, therefore, we don't make that ihtimam of dua. So there are many other things also that our intentions that we should make. Our contact with Allah. How much have I got contact with Allah? And the object of all our things is to أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه درجة إحسان. The height of taqwa is تعلق مع الله. How much are we developing in that? How much is it coming? Our namaz conditions, we know what it is. Eh? So much so today, when we are eating, total ghaflat. Ask ourselves sincerely, how many of us read Bismillah? While eating, it's seldom it happens and it strikes you when it happens. Somebody while eating says, Alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Because we, Allahu Akbar. There was Qari Yaqub Sahib, Rahmatullahi, was the imam of a masjid in Dubai. He was from Gujarat. He's passed away, Allah grant him Jannah. In his masjid, he had many signs there, no collectors are allowed here. Because of the law of the government, but all the collectors used to be in his masjid. But the signs were no collectors allowed. And himself, person I saw with my eyes on a Jummah morning, just his lungi, no vest, no nothing, and big pots, digs. He's cooking with his own hands the food for all these collectors who come. And sometimes up to 40, up to 80 of the madaris of India, Pakistan, they have come and he cooks himself.
But he told me, I see that the principals of the madrasa come, the Shaykhul Hadith comes, the high ustads come. But before eating, I see nobody reading Bismillah. While they're eating, nobody read Alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. For a jolly person, he says, I told them, if you don't like my food and you can't say Alhamdulillah, then mashallah, what good? So read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. If my food is so not tasty, read la hawla wa, but read something at least. After eating, think for ourselves, Alhamdulillah, alladhi af'amana. How many of us read? So this, and really, Allahu Akbar, ta'alluq, nisbat ma'Allah, in your meals, you can make nisbat with Allah. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. A person who eats a luqma and he makes shukr to Allah, Allah loves that person. And what is nisbat ma'Allah? What is the love of Allah? Who is a wali? The friend of Allah? Who is a friend whom Allah loves? So your eating, you can become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. So all these intentions, and there are still many more, and our mashayikh also write, according to the ulum of a person, and this is the object of ulum, and according to his contact with mashayikh, he will be able to make more and more niyats, and then Allah Ta'ala will open up on him. Also, we have come here, that also amongst our niyat, islah of the ummah. We know what is the condition. How much have I really got fikr for the islah of myself? If I haven't got this fikr of my own islah, how am I going to have a fikr of islah of my wife, of my children, of my neighbors, of everyone? Allah give us tawfiq that we go with this new desire, new feeling. For after hearing everything, that now I'm more concerned for the desire of the islah of the whole ummah. And a person who has that to whatever degree, the Allah, his maqam is very high. Because that is the very purpose for which Allah Ta'ala sent the Anbiya alayhis. The greatest people, it is our conviction, are not the politicians, not the state president, not the professors, not the scientists, nobody. Greatest people are the Anbiya alayhis salat. And Allah made us, called us Warathatul Anbiya. One alim, Allah give him jazaa khair, how beautifully he says that commonly we say, and when he explained it, he said, what is the words again? Haulai, abai, what's the words again? Anyway, we all know what the words, show me the people like. He says, when will the day come when our elders will say, haulai abnai, that they are proud of us, we are proud of them, at least on our tongue we are, and rightfully so. But that may Allah bring the day that they are proud of us. And they say, these are our children. That they took up that mission and what we came for in the world, what we gave them, the legacy of knowledge. And we made effort for them. They have taken it up. And our elders are happy with us. Our asatiza are happy with us. Our mashayikh are happy with us with what work. That will be a great achievement. So Allah give us fikr for the islah of the ummah also. And in that will be, of course, the ta'alimi aspect, which is the basic source. Without ilm, how are we going to tabligh? And then islah of ourselves, tasneef, ta'alif, and tarjumah of the works of our elders, and khidmat al-khalq. This is a great legacy also, which we neglect. Today I'm the imam, I'm the sheikh, I'm the maulana, I'm the ustad of the student. I expect them to make my khidmat. But may Allah bring that, and mashallah, there are those jewels and gems in the ummah. When we see them, just tears come out. That how they make khidmat of their musallis. They make khidmat of the people who are like downtrodden. People who are in difficulties, problems, nobody seems to care for them also. We know of those of our friends, mashallah, Allah give us that tawfiq also. A person is stuck 2 o'clock at night somewhere, he phones the imam, imam, I'm stuck without petrol. And that imam, he goes there to him. And he takes the petrol for him. Allah give us that tawfiq of khidmat al-khalq. Somebody's wife is giving birth 1 o'clock in the night. They need some support and some help. Who of us are prepared to go? So this niyat, that khidmat of khalq also comes into us. So there are many niyat, and every person according to his capacity can see. And niyat is free of charge. But what you get on that free of charge is unlimited from Allah. And then how much we can, we work. At least just with Allah Ta'ala, even just words, Allah. Allah is that kind and merciful being who he told us, you can't cry in your dua, make your face like a crying person. Allah knows you're an imposter, you're false, that you're just making like a face. Allah told you, Allah said, that is enough for me, I will accept. So our words also Allah will accept, we try. So niyat is also a very, very important thing, and there are many, many things that we can do. Another very important thing is shukr also, to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Hey, Allahu Akbar. And shukr also, we all make lot bayan on this. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ لَامْ تَعْكِيدٌ نُنْ سَقِيلَ تَعْكِيدٌ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ. Word of Allah in the Quran, in the final word, in the final kitab. How sure it is. But really, how much shukr do we make? Many times we have a problem. We make dua hopefully. Or anyway, Allah removed that problem. Think, did we make shukr to Allah? Ya Allah, this problem, you removed it. Once I told one of our friends, what ihtimam he should come when I was studying here. That imtihan time, please make dua for me, I must pass. And a very bright student. And the one time I told him, after imtihan you never came and made shukr. That the dua you made, my problem got solved. This problem. So shukr, we are very, very, very weak in that also. So shukr is also. So Allah brought us here that we came. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate. Main aaya nahi, laya gaya. Main laakh samjha asrar-e-muhabbat. Main nahi samjha, samjhaya gaya. Everything is only from Allah. So to make shukr to Allah for His unlimited ni'mat, every moment, just one little of the shukr I will try to explain. It is unlimited, and you will make better bayan than us, there is no doubt. But just as a muzakra, as a reminder, once one family member of ours was ill in the hospital, I went and visit him. As I entered the door of his ward, his young son, grown up, married, ran towards me. He said, Maulana, today Abba, my father, he ate food with his own hands. We eat food with our own hands all the time. Exactly, we know now I want, it's now chew, I chewed it, now it's gone. Now next one I prepare, I take little mutton, I take little achar, I take little rice, and I prepare it now, I eat it as I want to. Did we ever make shukr to Allah for that? And the ni'mats of Allah, Allah Akbar. Our mashayikh have written, to expect reward from Allah for our ibadat is nadani. What is our ibadat? And then according, first we have to pay for Allah's shukr. One eye shukr is 500 years ibadat. Where are we? Where have we reached that? So anyway, then I went to him by his bed. He lifted his one leg. He was sitting, lying in bed with his leg stretched. He lifted his leg. He said, Maulana, today first time I can lift my leg. And we came all walking here. We drove our cars. We came our hair. Allah Akbar. When we were holding the steering wheel, if this joint was not here, if it was straight, who of us should be able to hold this? If it was straight like this, how would we drive? How will we eat? And if you want to, you can try it. If this joint was not here and our hand was straight here, and you take food, all these joints are 100%, no gout, no, nothing whatsoever. You take the food and try and bring it to your mouth. Or try and take your mouth to the food, you hold, life you cannot. And we usually say that we learned from our elders, Qari Zahir Sahib of the Merkaz, he explained this. He says that if you try your whole life, you can't. And if you don't believe me, you can try it out now. But if you feel shy to do it now, afterwards you can go to your room, etc., and try it out. But don't do it in front. They will also think that somebody made jad. What's this you doing like this? So go in the bathroom and do it and lock the bathroom. Perhaps your wife is peeping from there and she sees you doing this now in the bathroom, that somebody made jadu on you. And just because of this joint. And also a thought came that we hardly perhaps, I don't know if anyone heard, we know people with knee replacement. We know people with spine problem, with others. But hardly we would hear somebody with an elbow joint problem. And this whole life we are using this this year. If there wasn't this, what should be our... So Allah's never. So to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Then I will just mention one, two other things. Du'as are very important. And students have got great rights of us on us. When you were here, we unfortunately did not fulfill. I ask for maaf from my side, the staff, all the asatiza also, to all the students, and you make us maaf and make dua for us. And very important, finally, the manhaj of our akabir. What our tariqah of our akabir, that is 100% which is going to deliver the goods. Other things might appear to appeal, they appeal to us, but eventually there is destruction. We have seen from experience, and we are convinced that the tariqah of our aslaf and our akabir, that is the correct way. May Allah give us tawfiq to stick to that, inshallah. May Allah accept from all of us, and our coming also, may Allah accept it, and give us the full benefit, and Allah be pleased with us.